Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Wonderful at your service. It's always a pleasure, as it continues to be my pleasure, to be part of your day and to be able to spend some time with you, and to, but especially to introduce you to these really smart people who are members of our Brain Trust, not the least of which, in fact, the classic member of that profile is, example of that profile is our good friend Dave Anderson. Dave is the president of Dave Anderson's Learning to Lead, and learntolead.com is his website. He's the author of a number of books, including Up Your Business and including If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown, and he's our good friend. Dave, welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me back.
Well, you're always welcome back on the show, Dave, as always. Dave is one of our leadership gurus, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you, Dave, the world needs more leaders. So the world needs more people who are not afraid to make waves, who are willing to stand up on their hind legs and exert their courage and demonstrate their courage and demonstrate their leadership. And if God came down right now and said, okay, you can have world peace or more leaders, which do you want? I would say, you know what? Those two aren't mutually exclusive. I think if you give me the leaders, I think we can have world peace.
That's right. And I think one of the saddest things in business or even in the world today is the high number of people with leadership titles who aren't really leaders.
Boy, howdy, is that true?
They're ceremonial leaders, and is all that they are. They don't impact others. They don't create exciting visions. They tweak and they tinker and they tamper, but they don't lead.
Well, and the emotion of greed enters into it a lot there too, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, and it's really the greed has disconnected so many leaders from their followers and has broken more trust than just about anything else I can think of.
Well, what are we going to do about this, Dave?
Well, you know, it's...
Let's you and me fix this right now.
We can start anyway, can't
yeah.
we? You know, this is where sometimes the marketplace starts to correct itself in some areas. You know, whenever you push too far, things do start to eventually push back. And you see what some of these crooks have done to themselves now.
Yep.
There's all the new regulations and the laws.
Sarbanes-Oxley, we can thank the late Ken Lay and Bernie Ebers and the other guys for Sarbanes-Oxley right now, can't we?
Well, you sure can. You sure can. You know, and it's guys like that start to tarnish and give even small business leaders a bad name.
The marketplace. They give the
whole marketplace
a bad place.
Well, they all lump us all together,
yep.
you know,
many times.
That we're all this way.
Well, customers do, for sure.
Well, they do. And, you know, very often I think that gets complacency. You know, complacency starts to take a hold of some of these leaders, and they don't even realize they're complacent, but they start making some decisions that are definitely off base, and it starts to just derail everything they try to do.
How does complacency fit into that?
Well, you know, complacency is often misunderstood. A lot of times people think if you're complacent, it means you're lazy. But if you go look up the word complacent in the dictionary, it's an interesting definition. Calmly content or smugly self-satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That's how complacency is defined. And I know some very successful people who can become calmly content and smugly self-satisfied.
But when they're the first one, they're not any trouble. But when they're the second one, that's when they become trouble.
Well, that's
smugly
exactly.
self-satisfied. That's when they become trouble.
Very, very much. You know, you can become so content and
I'm looking forward to being calmly complacent, Dave. I mean, one of these days, I hope you'll call me and you'll say, "How you doing?" I'm gonna say, "I'm calmly complacent." I'm really looking forward to that moment, Dave.
Just don't want to do it when you're running a business.
But if you call me up and say, "Jim, you're being awfully smug today," I hope that never happens.
You know, you're right. This is where you get in trouble when you become calmly content or smugly self-satisfied, and you're running a business. All of a sudden, you're not changing anything. You're not innovating. You're not holding people accountable.
And you know what else? And you're allowing your people to run amok and do what they want to do, which what happened at Enron.
Well, exactly. But you see, the thing is, no one thinks they're complacent. They always think it's the other guy. I mean, you never go up to somebody and say, how are you today? And they say, oh, I'm complacent. How are you? Oh, I'm bored. I mean, you never hear that type of a conversation. Mm-hmm. They always think it's somebody else. But there are some successful people right now who are smugly self-satisfied that are in a maintenance mode. They are complacent. They don't even realize it. They think complacency is for failures. But actually, complacency attacks successful people.
And so what you're saying is if they're in that, if they're in that mode, They're either way, whether they're complacent or smug, they're dangerous, because in the first example, they're in the way, they're holding a position they're not producing. In the other example, they're creating trouble. They're creating some kind of negative leadership.
Well, they absolutely are.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll come back. I'm going to get you to take us down this road just a little bit further. Our good friend Dave Anderson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author of If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The things we've done together while our hearts were young. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
Terry Stafford, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Elvis. That's Terry Stafford. I think that's his name, Terry Stafford. I think that's right. Certainly not Elvis. I know it tricks you a little bit, though. You think it is. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, having more fun than the law allows, talking to you and interviewing our good friend Dave Anderson and all the other really smart Brain Trust members that we have. Dave, give us your website, please.
Yes, it's www.learntolead. Just spell it out like it sounds. Learntolead.com.
And all the books are there that you've written, and you got a new book coming out that you're going to launch in the fall. I can't wait to tell the audience about that. We're already making plans for that, folks, and I know you're going to enjoy that when it comes out. It's going to be about customers, special customers that we all love. So that'll be coming up in the future. We're talking about complacency. Dave's one of our leadership experts, and he's trying to make sure that we leaders don't get too complacent. And take us down this road a little further, Dave. What are the real dangers of complacency?
Well, you know, the real dangers is being unaware that it's taking hold on your mindset. Let me give you an example. I was speaking to a group about the dangers of complacency, and the owner stopped me in mid-presentation, and he said, Dave, you don't need to talk to my people about complacency. In our business, we're very successful. He said, you can save your complacency speech for somebody else. Now, this is what he said. And I said, well, sir, based on what you just said, you're already
You should have just given him a raspberry, Dave.
Well, sometimes you'd really like to, you know. So I told him, I said, based on what you just said, you're already in trouble. I said,
I missed the look on his face.
Oh, it was, well, that's right, because they don't even recognize it. I said, here's what I mean. I said, complacency doesn't attack failing businesses. It's already been there and done that. If you're failing, you're no longer complacent.
Right.
When you're drowning, you're wide awake. You're gasping for air. The eyes are bulging out of your head. I said, it's when you're successful that complacency takes hold. I said, if you're a successful leader, you're the one most likely to become calmly content and smugly self-satisfied. There's a bullseye on your back. There's a bullet out there someplace with your name on it. It's coming for you. And so it's this awareness that I am susceptible to becoming complacent, to becoming so satisfied with myself and with what I'm doing that I get into a maintenance mode.
Well, see, this is why I say that success and failure must be harness mates. That whenever I meet people who talk about how successful they are and they've only had success, I actually tell them that, you know, I actually say, you know what, I'm actually kind of sorry for you. Because if you can't tell me some failure stories, you know, right now you're thinking the reason things are going so great for you is because it's all about you. You're so smart. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most dangerous things you can think.
Well, it absolutely is. You know, it is. And I'd say the best definition I think I've ever heard of complacency, I heard a guy say one time, he said, complacency is the incremental descent into poor judgment.
Hmm.
It doesn't happen overnight. It happens over time.
Say that again, Dave.
Yeah, complacency is the incremental descent into poor judgment. You start making some bad decisions, little by little. You stop holding people accountable. You stop trying anything new. You stop making the decision. Now, it doesn't happen overnight. You don't become complacent overnight.
Do you think you take for granted the fundamentals that got you where you are?
Oh, absolutely. You abandon the basics.
I can see that, because now you're saying, you start tinkering with it. You say, well, you know what, you know, maybe I can start experimenting a little bit here with these fundamentals. And
that's right.
And folks, there's a reason they're fundamentals, because they work every time.
Absolutely. And when you start to abandon the basics, some people think they've outgrown the basics. Okay, the basic fundamentals have got me to this point. Now, what's going to take me to the next point, you know?
And see, I think that's what happened in the late 90s with the dot-coms.
Yes. Yeah, oh, yes. Absolutely. Totally abandoned the fundamentals, thought they didn't apply anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they found out you still have to have products and you still have to have profits.
Somebody has to buy stuff that has value.
Well, absolutely. And so I think awareness is a key leadership word. I think your better leaders are just more aware of a lot of things.
And they're
more
aware. And they're self-aware.
Self-aware, very much.
Yeah.
They're more self-aware of what their attitude is, if they're doing the right things, if they are complacent, where they're spending their time, with whom they're spending it. I mean, because we all get off track, Jim. We all get off track. We're humans. But when you stay off track, this is when you start to dig that rut, and that rut eventually becomes a grave. And so it's that self-awareness that helps you make quicker adjustments. And I think that's a key difference between average and excellent leaders, making faster adjustments to get back on track after you fall off track.
Absolutely. Well, this complacency thing is fascinating, and I have to be honest with you. I mean, I've thought about the self-awareness thing. I've thought about the feeling of success and you know, being so smug about yourself. I thought about that, but I really hadn't thought about complacency being a problem.
Well, you know, it can really start to immobilize you. And I think what I said at the very beginning, that one of the biggest challenges today are the high number of leaders who don't lead. There are a lot of leaders who are in this maintenance mode. They are just maintaining things. And that's a sign of complacency. They're not innovating anymore. They're just optimizing.
And you know what? If I were a competitor, I'd be happy to see that, wouldn't I?
Oh, wouldn't you just be licking your chops at that deal? And the thing about complacency also, nobody does it to you. It's a self-inflicted wound. You start making bad decisions. You start that incremental descent into poor judgment.
And part of those decisions are to protect rather than to grow.
Well, you start to play defense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that's what you hear golfers talk about that all the time. You know, if you're leading a golf tournament and you start protecting your lead, if you don't have a big lead, you're probably going to lose.
Well, exactly.
You got to keep playing the way you played to get you to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're winning, you got to run up the score.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We got a lot more to come. This is good stuff from our good friend Dave Anderson. Right after these messages, it's 10 till the hour. Here's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lilting voice of the great group, The Platters. Stay with us.
Something here inside cannot be denied.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking out. When you get a chance, use it to your advantage. Use it to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Use our Brain Trust members, the words of wisdom that they share with us every time they join us. Many of them have posted articles with us. We do a little bit of a review of their books there. You can check those out as well. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our blog, which you can also subscribe to as well. That's a five-day-a-week event there. Dave Anderson is our guest. Dave, give us that website again, please.
LearnToLead.com. Spell it out just like it sounds. In fact, we just posted five new training articles on our website last night, and we've got about 400 of them there now, and they're all free. So if you go
all there, about leadership out, and making
sales,
sure
leadership, you bet, yeah. Management.
It's a great site, folks. I encourage you to check it out. And by the way, if you're on our site and you're listening to any of Dave's archives, the link to his website is right there. So if you forget his website later on down the road, you can find him on our website. Dave, let's talk to us some more about complacency. This is fascinating. And it's you know, I hope, I actually, One of the things that I do in my job, Dave, is what I call tough love, what other people have termed as tough love. You know, one of the most important things that I've done in my career working with small business owners is I have talked people out of becoming small business owners because they shouldn't be. They weren't ready. And that was tough love.
Yeah.
And so I think what you're talking about with this complacency thing, you're giving us a little bit of tough love. And I hope that there's some people right now who are squirming a little bit. They were listening to you, and they're squirming a little bit, and they're saying, "Ooh,
well,
yeah,
that's right.
I just recognized myself a little bit there. That didn't feel good."
Well, and
folks, it's not supposed
point.
To feel good.
That's a great point. And if you're squirming a little bit, if you're a little bit uncomfortable, then that's a good thing because discomfort is a sign of growth. It's a
self-awareness.
Yes, it certainly is. And let me give you some signs that you might be complacent and maybe you haven't even recognized it. Let me just go over a few clues here that you might have become smugly self-satisfied or calmly content. If you find yourself procrastinating more often, that's usually a sign that you lack urgency, that you lack focus, that maybe you've become satisfied with how things are. And so, you know, continual procrastination is a sign of complacency. You start a lot of projects, but you don't finish them. Again, that indicates maybe that you're just not clear about what you want, that you're spread in too many different directions, and you've got to get more serious and focused and urgent. Mm-hmm. Or how about this? You spend more time defending what is than creating something new. I mean, think about your conversations with your team and with your staff. Do you spend more time pledging allegiance to the status quo than you do thinking about how you could do it better? You know, you find yourself blaming outside forces more and more.
And you hear yourself saying a lot that we've never done it that way before. This is how we do it here.
Exactly. That shows you become very content with the status quo, and you may be doing some things really well, but you still have to look at ways to get it better. You know, I love what Peter Drucker talks about in one of his books. He talks about what he calls a policy of abandonment. And what this policy of abandonment is, he says, you got to have some abandonment meetings with your team from time to time. And he said, basically, this is what you do at an abandonment meeting. You go through every function of your business, and you ask yourself this question. For instance, if we were not currently handling incoming phone calls the way we are today, would we choose to do it this way? If we were not following up with our sold customers the way we currently are, would we choose to do it this way? If we were not paying salespeople, for instance, the way we currently are, would we choose to do it this way? He said, you go through every function of your business and you ask yourself this question, and it starts to shine the light on some areas where you may have become comfortable. Maybe, you know, you're doing things that aren't even relevant
and
anymore.
And it's pointing out the baggage.
Absolutely. And it's just a good eye-opening face reality type of experience. And then when you realize you're off track, you got to take Jack Welch's advice. He says good management is looking reality dead in the eye and acting upon it with as much speed as you possibly can. So when you recognize something is off track, you got to just attack it ferociously and get back to doing what you know you need to be doing.
Well, folks, if you have any level of complacency, I'm going to give you another term that I think you want to, that might help you get out of it maybe a little bit more. Complacency is not exactly a word that sticks a little fork in you, a little needle in you. If you're complacent, you're stuck in the mud. Now the question is, are you in the mud up to your ankles or up to your neck? And so if you want to get out of the mud, you know, you got to get rid of the complacency. And Dave, I want to thank you for bringing this to us, for introducing us to this concept. Fascinating stuff. You've helped a lot of us today, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Jim. It was my pleasure.
LearnToLead.com is Dave's website. The book is If You Don't Make Waves, You'll Drown Wherever Books Are Sold. Thanks, Dave. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.